آیت الله دکتر سید محمد حسینی بهشتی was an Iranian scholar, writer, jurist and one of the main architects of constitution of the Islamic Republic of Iran. He was the secretary general of the Islamic Republic party and the head of Iran's judicial system. He was born on October 24, 1928 in Isfahan. He was born in a religious family and his father was a clergyman in Isfahan. At 4 years of the age, he started traditional elementary school. He was a genius. In a short time, he learned how to read and write and then he learned how to recite the Quran. After a while, he passed the examination to enter junior high. Then wishing to complete his studies, he entered high school. But in 1942, he gave it up since he was interested in the theology and thus he entered the seminary. In 1946, when he was 18 years old, he left for Qom to continue his studies. In that same year, Allama Tabatabai came to Qom and his classes and sessions attracted the active students like Shahid Beheshti, who later took part in his classes. In 1956, he was a PhD student of philosophical theology, and later he would defend his thesis under the guidance of Shahid Professor Murtaza Mutahhari. Between 1960s and 1965, Beheshti led the Islamic Center in Hamburg, where he was responsible for the spiritual leadership of religious Iranian students in Germany and Western Europe. Since the early 1960s, he was involved in activities against the monarchy and was arrested several times by the Shah's secret police, the Savak. Following the Islamic Revolution, according to Imam's order, he formed the Council of Revolution of Iran and became its chairman. In the first post-revolutionary Iranian parliament, he led the Islamic Republic party together with Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani.
هر حکومتی که بر اساس رأی آزاد مردم سر کار بیاد میتونه جمهوری اسلامی باشه؟ نه. این شرط لازم هست ولی شرط کافی نیست. یک شرط دوم هم داره و اون اینه وقتی مردم یک کشور اکثریتشون مسلمانن، این مسلمان ها اگر فردی یا گروهی رو با رأی آزاد برای زمامداری انتخاب کردن، خود به خود از این زمامدار میخواهند این حکومت، این نظام، این رژیم خودش رو در اداره مملکت نسبت به مقررات و تعالیم اسلامی ملتزم و متعهد بداند.
He took part in the election of experts assembly and as a vice president of the Majlis, he dealt with managing the affairs, preparing and forming the constitution. After the resignation of the interim government in 1979, he served as Minister of Justice. Then via the suggestion of Imam Khomeini, he was chosen and appointed as the chairman of the Supreme Court. He continued serving in this role until the evening of June 28, 1981. After evening and night prayers while giving a lecture, he was martyred due to the explosion of a bomb planted by members of the MKO terrorist group known as the Munafiqin. Martyr Beheshti, along with 72 of his colleagues, along with the tears, sighs and sorrows of millions of Iranian people, was buried in Behesht Zahra Cemetery in Tehran. In praising his value and the greatness of Shahid Beheshti, Imam Khomeini had stated, "Beheshti was a nation for our nation. May his soul rest in peace."